carriage, you push it, back here.
Uh-huh.
That's the way the power's been. A new fellow, smaller to ride than that, he can do much by making it go. I guess maybe in later years they had a sort of a pedal there, kind of like a bicycle pedal to make it go. But back in those days, they'd take that carriage out there, you know, and have a seat in there for the kids, kind of like a little automobile seat, you know, and they'd have that metal lever coming up here and a wooden round piece coming through from one end of that lever to the other, and they'd take it by that and push it.
Mm-hmm.
Had solid rubber tires on it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Ornate, I suppose.
What?
Ornate wicker or something?
Wicker. It used to be wicker.
Wicker. Uh-huh. And if a person...
I think I've seen it made out of willows.
Oh, willows?
I think I've seen it made out of willows.
Uh-huh.
That's a long, slender branch, you know, and very flexible.
Yes. Suppose that you go across the field diagonally instead of walking all the way around it. You might say, he went how across the field?
Catacornered.
Catacornered? did you ever hear catabiasin?
Catabiasin, yeah, or adds up to about the same thing.
It is about the same.
But I heard that after I heard this year.
Catacornered?
First word.
Catacornered.
Catacornered.
You ever hear cattywampus?
Cattywampus.
Cattywampus,
That's the word they invented, I think. Well, like most all of these others.
Yes.
Cattywampus. All adds up to about the same thing, I guess.
You don't think cattywampus is a kind of old thing is just not right? Ever hear it? You say someone built a cabin, but he did a bad job instead of a good job. You say, you see that corner is cattywampus? Would you say that or not?
Out of proportion, I guess.
Is that right?
Like it is a certain lumber they call a scantling.
Mm-hmm.
It's cut for 2x4. But something went wrong. It'd be 2 inches at one end in thickness, and it'd be only 1 3/4 at the other.
Mm-hmm.
Scant 2 inches.
Mm-hmm.
And they throw it out. They call that a scantling.
Scantling, huh?
Scantling.
I see.
You ever run into that before?
No, I haven't. That's a new one.
That's something new for you.
Scantling.
Scantling.
And suppose you have four houses on a corner, and you say the house across from you is straight across, but the house diagonally is what? Be catty-cornered?
That's where that word would apply, I think.
Catty-cornered
across the square.
Did you ever use, you don't use catty-biasin very much, or never did?
No, not as much as catty-cornered.
Uh-huh. And did you ever use biasin alone?
No, that catty-cornered seemed to fill the bill.
I see.
Back in that end time.
Uh-huh.
You went to another community, you might find where it was prevalent there, don't
yes.
you know?
Yes, uh-huh. And,
Did you know they make a new language if people are separated from each other far enough?
Yes, they do.
People used to speak English. We'll be speaking something, a Mongol language after a while, based on English.
Yes, it's pidgin English.
That goes.
They call.
The people in Norway and Sweden used to be the same, but they were separated by mountains, and there was no way of getting across them, and they just got to where they couldn't visit among each other, and they finally evolved their own language, got to where they couldn't understand each other hardly.
Yes.
That's why they separated.
Same thing with English and German. It's the same thing with English and German. In about 800 or 900, say, someone in Germany could understand someone living in England. But the two countries just separated their language.
Mm-hmm. Well, in Jerusalem, they didn't have any use for people up in Nazareth. The old Jewish language went dead, the old Hebrew, and then the modern Hebrew language took its place. So the Roman language went dead. Latin, now they got the modern day Roman.
Mm-hmm.
It goes, mm-hmm. The language will die finally. Sometimes I think our English language is the only way out.
Yes,
what I hear on radio and on television, I'd say that it's pretty well on its way out.
There seems to be, and there's something different, certainly.
Mm-hmm. I never did.